Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
And right now, I indeed have a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. True outlet prices every day, he said. Check out the Edge, state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom in Broadview, and now also in Orland Park. That, I mean, people down in the south suburbs, you've been hearing about this. And like, this is your opportunity to go to a very, very cool place. And caller number 19, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 rips us off for that. All right, checking in at
number five.
Bernie Sanders was on Meet the Press yesterday.
Chuck, let me say to you, I have limp.
He believes that President Trump, you notice that Bernie Sanders has trouble keeping his glasses straight on his head.
He gets all kerfuffled because he's like, yes. He's passionate about something, and then all of a sudden
they start sliding on him. Yeah. I think a doctor could do it. I know, glasses are tough. You know, it's hard to keep them on. But he says that he believes that the immigration policies that are being forwarded by the president are based on an anti-Muslim ideology.
Well, I think that the vetting mechanisms we have now are very, very strong. If anybody has an idea as to how we can make them stronger, let's go forward. I don't think there's any debate, whether you're progressive, conservative, or anybody else, that we want to keep the United States be 100% clear that anybody who comes into this country should not be coming into this country to do us harm. But what you just heard Mr. Miller say is a shell game. While there's a whole lot of discussion about the racist, in my view, immigration policies of the Trump administration, which are based on anti-Muslim ideology.
It's clear.
Clear.
You know, he's talking about Stephen Miller, who's the advisor to the president and apparently a speechwriter for the president.
Did all the Sunday morning talk, the talk circuit speaking for him this week and got a nice tweet from the president for his service.
Very good job. Here's a cookie. Mm-hmm. Stephen Miller's 31 years old.
It's a millennial.
He's a millennial. And he's he was like one of those kids that I read a profile on him over the weekend, and he was a guy that in high school was calling talk radio stations and writing letters to the editor of his school newspaper. And
very politically active at a young age.
Yes, and always, you know, talking about how liberals are the spawn of the devil. And then he went to college at Duke, and he was equally involved in all kinds of political activity there. You know, even more than the Young Republicans, it was sort of like the Young Trumpians even before there was a Trumpian thing. And he's a very, very great articulator for his belief. Mm-hmm. But have you noticed that there is a common thread with he and Spicy and with Kellyanne Conway and some of the other people that have come out for the president? Mm-hmm. There is an angriness in their voice. There's a terse angriness to everybody.
Well, they speak from a position of feeling like they're constantly under attack, so that they kind of come out launching, right.
But that's what people going out for the president often are. Mm-hmm. And you can make the argument, and I think it's true in a lot of cases, that Republicans have a harder time at this, dealing with the press, because they tend to be taking more conservative positions, obviously, and the press tends to be, I think, in a lot of cases, harder on them than they are in others. I think that's kind of common sense. But there's a way to do that with a smile and win your argument, not by telling you we won and you're just going to have to get used to it. You know, that part has got me freaked out.
I like how Spicy got rid of the water gun on Saturday Night Live and started with the leaf blower for reporters to blow away their dishonesty.
I liked how you guys too. Nicknamed him.
Yes, that might be coming up a little bit later on.
Coming up later.
Yes, that's what it is. All right. Checking in at
number four.
The president met with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau today at a joint news conference.
Our two nations share much more than a border. We share the same values. We share the love, and a truly great love of freedom. and we share a collective defense.
There you go. Defense. I think he always does, when he's saying something, like he's telling us for the first time that we have, like, I knew this. Because I think he's just learning it for the first time, and he shares it like we didn't know this already.
Just so you know.
Yes.
This is happening.
Then the president singled out Canada's cooperation during the war on terror.
In these dangerous times, it is more important than ever that we continue to strengthen our vital alliance. The United States is deeply grateful for Canada's contribution to the counter-ISIS effort.
Yes.
Tone is different there, though, don't you? Do you hear it?
Yeah.
Over the weekend and today, feel like a different tone.
I'm going to be so presidential, I'll be boring. It's kind of, he's taking something happened over the weekend.
Something happened. Yeah. It wasn't just golf with the Prime Minister of Japan and Ernie Els. Something else. And, well, you can point to North Korea testing missiles. And
maybe they showed him the aliens. You think that's it?
He's like, whoa, I got to hunker down now.
Right. We really have problems.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have no – yeah, it does seem like he's – you know what? It was interesting, too. He talked about that in his time with Barack Obama. Barack Obama did clue Donald Trump into some things that – he goes, I was very surprised by what he thought the number one threat was. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody kind of knows it's North Korea. They've been talking about that the whole time. And now all of a sudden here you see North Korea playing. And they are – and you got to think about that. Mm. They fired a missile – in the direction of Japan, and mm-hmm. then dumped it into the sea, just a little short.
While he's meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister.
Right, yeah. I mean, that is clearly, and then the question is, all right, well, they'll show him, and then his people get around him, including, I think, Michael Flynn, who gets around him and goes, hey, let me just explain something to you about thermonuclear war. And they, you know, this it's an intractable problem. It's very, very difficult because your options there are very limited unless you want to strike them first, you know, and then you have to have a lot of reasons to do it. And that's going to create a lot of other problems. And it does seem that the president's decision last week to adopt the one China policy is in a direct relationship with China's not very great control of the pit bull that is North Korea, but at least they have a leash, mm-hmm. you know? And so, it seems like that's it. Because the guy does have a nuke, and the guy does have missiles. And it's only a matter of time before he's going to be able to figure out how to get the nuke on the missiles.
And you can think that maybe the president's mind was on exactly that. I mean, as he's meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan, describing what this means for his country and his people, that there is a magnitude of the moment that would change anybody's tone, and maybe that's what you were hearing.
I don't think it'll last, but it's refreshing at the moment, at least, because that's my, I mean, you know, policies. Listen, you know what is interesting? I know we got a break here, but one of the things talking to business people here over the weekend at the auto show, the you know, all they're really interested in, I think a lot of the Trump supporters are just interested in the tax redo and the deregulation. And they think he's kind of a goof with everything else, but that's really, that's their North Star, as Bill Daley told us on Friday as well. And if they get that, then they're going to put up with a lot of other stuff. However, if they don't get that and they have to put up with the goofiness, it's going to be a very short 2 years for Donald Trump until he's either decides, I quit, or someone quits him.
Stocks
like America.
Stocks closed at record highs today with $20 trillion in market value for the first time ever. So there is some confidence in exactly what you just talked about.
Top 5-5 continues right here on 720 WGN Chicago. Roe Contra with Anna DeVlantis live from the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place. Now through February 20th, largest auto show in the nation.
Number 3.
Al Jarreau, legendary jazz artist, 7-time Grammy winner, dead at the age of 76. Dubbed the Acrobat of Scat. Amazing career, spanning 5 decades, 20 albums, and of course we just played his biggest single hit. But that was from 1981. A lot of people have forgotten that he wrote and performed one of the great TV themes of all times. That's right, it's Moonlighting.
Banger.
Recognized it, but I forgot Moonlighting.
Right.
Great show.
Made Bruce Willis. ended Cybill Shepherd. I'm not quite sure how that happened, but somehow it helped him and hurt her. I don't seem very calm. All right, checking in at
number two.
Last night, Adele became the only person to win the Grammy top categories of Record, Song, and Album of the Year twice. Backstage, she said she was humbled by her popularity across the pond.
Like I said in my speech, for me, my album of the year was Lemonade. So a piece of me did die inside as a Beyonce stan, I'm not going to lie, because I was completely rooting for her. I voted for her, and I fell in love immediately with her. And that was when I was 11, and I'm 28 now. And the way that I felt when I first heard No, No, No was exactly the same as how I felt when I heard Lemonade.
Okay.
So apologetic.
Yeah, I saw her do that. Now, why didn't she just give her the Grammy then?
You mean hand it over? You can't do that.
Why not?
Because it's been awarded to her. You ever won an Emmy? Like, you can't just give it to somebody else.
She Kanye'd her. Well, first of all, I wouldn't give it up if I won it.
No,
but
that's true.
But the
separate issue.
She Kanye'd herself. She literally tried to give her own award. You know, I'm looking at you right
Bloody
now.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, look at you, and I didn't notice that you're next to Jay-Z, and he cheated on you with Becky with the good hair. And you know what? If we could just find her, we'd kick her off.
I think when you restart a live Grammy performance, you can do anything at the Grammys.
Right. Well, maybe it should have been taken away for that reason. A lot of people, there's a strong argument for Lemonade to have won it.
Oh, totally.
And, kind of surprising that she didn't, not that Adele isn't deserving of it.
I have a theory about that.
What's that theory about why it didn't win.
Because Lemonade is, for all the reasons Adele said, Lemonade is a groundbreaking album. Because mm-hmm. it's a concept album. People don't really make concept albums anymore. It's incredibly, from the heart and emotional and real. And it takes us into a place that the tabloids really, it broke news, essentially, about mm-hmm. their relationship, and they stayed together. And, again, it's another one of those, very interesting real-life stories that I think people, they want to look at music and they want to look at especially African-American artists and get all, thug life and hip-hop and gangbanging and stuff like that. And that was never the way Jay-Z has run his career. And it is not certainly the way that Beyonce, has contributed to that entire thing for Jay-Z. But I as an artist in her own right, she is just, across the board,
broken through to new ground. You could argue with that album.
As a writer, as a performer,
oh, yeah.
As a singer, as a dancer, as a performer, as someone who has vision about the way something should be. I mean, there are very few artists, man or woman, who are as profound, I think, as Beyonce. I know that sounds stupid to people who are like, what? If you're not familiar with it, but I'm telling you, go to one of her shows and you'll see it.
Well, you just even saw it last night. She's almost 5 months pregnant with twins, and look at the show she put on at the Grammys yesterday. I mean, last night, just unbelievable.
But I think, here's my theory. You want to hear my theory?
I do.
Because it's a pretty small group of people who vote for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of, guys who are not happy with her bussing out Jay-Z didn't vote for her and split the vote.
I've heard the argument that it was culturally significant and maybe urban, there isn't that urban leaning to some of the Grammy votes in years past. I mean,
because Adele is urban leaning.
Well, she's had worldwide acclaim and certainly had the record sales globally in every ethnic group and around the world. It's hardly an upset that she wins, right? You just look at an impact of Lemonade, and that argument's there. But you needed Kanye to do it last night.
And checking in at
number one,
Alec Baldwin guest hosted Saturday Night Live for the 17th time. That's a record. Of course, he had to appear as Donald Trump.
First of all, Mr. Trump, you understand this is a TV court, right?
That's okay. I'm a TV president.
All right, so your travel ban has been rejected as unconstitutional once again, but here you are.
Thank
what
you,
are we
Judge.
Doing here, man?
Well, thank you, Judge, or what do you call a lady judge? A flight attendant, something like that? Look, I signed a tremendous travel ban. I didn't read it, but I signed it. People took pictures of me holding up the paper, very official. And these judges have been very disrespectful. I'm right, they're wrong. I want the ruling reinstated. I want the ban reinstated. Also, I want $725.
People's court.
And then Melissa McCarthy back as Spicy, putting a leaf blower to good use.
Now, as you know, we do need someone who's going to bring back law and order, because places like Chicago, the murder rate is over 80%. 80% of the people in Chicago have been murdered and are dead. And that's on you. You did that.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I'm looking at the real numbers here, and they directly contradict everything.
You know what that was? That was me blowing away their dishonesty.
I think it got funnier this week, if that's possible.
Let us close this thing up, shall we?
The top five at five.